Hi, it's Michael Senoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but could get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck, because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going.
Hello, good morning. This is Jay.
Hey, Jay. It's Michael Senoff. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you? Good morning.
Great. Well, thank you for doing this. Why don't you tell me your name and where do you live and how old are you?
My name is Jay, and I'm 41, and I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in the East Bay.
Yeah, and what do you do for work?
I'm a consultant in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, does that take a lot of hours, a lot of time with your job?
It does take a lot of hours and time. I would say it's a demanding professional job. It's not 80 hours a week, but it's not 40 either, probably 50, 55.
Okay, and when did you first learn about Weighted Hands?
I believe I first read something about it on Clarence Bass's site, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago, and it didn't really register with me. I didn't really know what to make of it. And then I cannot remember how I found your site, but I was just looking for another tool, and maybe I was just web searching for Heavy Hands and found your site. I was looking for something because I'm not a runner, and I like to weightlift, and I just remembered the talk about the upper body conditioning without weightlifting, and that intrigued me, and I just kind of did some web searches, and I got to your site.
Okay, so you never ordered a set of the old Heavy Hands 5 or 6 years ago?
No, I did not.
But you remember reading about it?
I remember reading about it for sure a long time ago, yeah.
Okay, and so what form of exercise have you been doing up until this?
I would say I really got serious about my fitness, very, very serious. The year I was getting married, and so I pretty much do 90% bodyweight exercises, chin-ups, pull-ups, sometimes weighted push-ups, and then I don't enjoy cardio, so I don't call it cardio, but my wife is an avid runner, so I'll go on power walks with her 2 to 4 times a week. I just count it as pleasure time, not as a calorie burn.
Was your main goal for getting serious about your health to take weight off?
Yeah, it was to take weight off and to really improve my body composition. When I was in my late 20s, I was about 60 pounds heavier, and things were really going south. And through a lot of crash dieting and some working out, I basically lost 30 to 40 pounds. I could never really keep it off. I would always creep back up to 210. I'm in the mid-170s now. In 2012, I started off the year at about 203, and before my wedding date in September of that year, I got down to 172, and that was my lowest weight probably since college. And then honeymoon and back to regular life, I kind of ballooned back up to maybe 190, and that was kind of like my new set point. So I started the year off this year at 189.2, and I made kind of a life goal this year that before I turn 42 next January, I really want to see my abs for my first time in my life, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes and really strict with my diet, and I'm very comfortable with my weightlifting, but I've always had a little bit gimpy shoulders. Frankly, I saw the shoulders on Dr. Schwartz, and I thought, what a great way to maybe up my calorie burn and maybe add some muscle density or just add that look that I really want. So I thought, I'll give it a try. And I was really impressed by your conversations and the time you spent on the phone and email, so I thought, heck, why not?
Okay, that's great. So when you took that weight off, was that mainly through dieting or dieting and exercising or a combination of both?
You know, I have naturally a pretty robust build. So for me, I would say it was 95% off by diet. I'm not one of those guys that typically exercise in a way to really burn off a lot of calories. I like to put on muscle and kind of have nice arms and all that kind of stuff. So for me, in the past, I've always been able to out-eat my exercise. So I'm pretty strict with my diet. I probably would be a lot more muscular if I had my calories higher, but I look a lot better now than I did when I was in my late 20s and even a couple of years ago. So I use my diet as like my tool to really lean down, and there's only so much dieting one can do when you just get sick of it. So I was looking for something that can help me maybe add, I don't know, 300 to 800 calories 4 to 5 times a week, so I could just maybe buffer off the occasional ice cream cone that I have to have to stay sane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm not 20, but I'm also not at the age either where everyone is on a diet. So most of my friends kind of look at me very, very puzzled. They appreciate the results I've been getting, but, you know, I'm always the one who's not having an entree, fasting, or having salmon and avocado and not having a cheeseburger. And so I get tired of it. I need another good tool that looks fun for me that can add a little bit of a calorie burn.
I totally understand. I mean, I tell people all the time that I like to exercise so I can eat. And with the heavy ends, I mean, I can pretty much eat whatever I want as long as I'm exercising at least 5 times a week. And I generally do about 3 to 4 miles when I do a session, and I'm pumping 11.5 pounds in each hand, and it's starting to feel easy, like it's not uncomfortable anymore. It takes a while to get up to that, but I'm burning a lot of calories during that 45 minutes or hour workout.
I came home last night for celebrating a little anniversary, my wife and I, and saw the package, ran upstairs, opened them, and started walking around the house with them, and I said, oh boy, these 6.5 are a lot heavier than I thought they were.
They're going to start feeling so light to you after a couple weeks, you're not even going to believe it. Your muscles will respond accordingly. I will tell you, though, at first, you know, take it easy, because, you know, if you haven't exercised your arms in this way, just take it slow. You know what delayed onset muscle soreness is. But if you've been doing pull-ups and stuff,
I do a lot of them.
Well, you know what? You should be all right. You know, it's not like you're not exercising your muscles. So if you're doing pull-ups, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I was basically going to, after we have our interview and I do a little bit more work, I was actually going to go hit the gym and hit the treadmill and try them out for half an hour today. And
what's it like outside? Is it cold out?
It's kind of cold and sunny, yeah. I think I was going to take them outside tomorrow, but today I just kind of, I'm really into metrics, so I really like to count exactly how far I went. So that's just kind of like my aim over time on this, so I kind of want to just get an exact measurement of how much I walked.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com. You're going to expend more energy walking outside than you would be on a treadmill.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, absolutely, because your treadmill is moving under you. So it's a lot easier to walk on a treadmill than it is to walk outside. Think about it, because you're not having to push your mass forward on a treadmill. The floor is rolling underneath you. With the weights in your hands, it doesn't really matter, but it won't be one-to-one equal if you're into the metrics. I find it's so much more pleasurable. Open the door outside. You can get in your car, find yourself a nice little one-mile loop around your neighborhood or somewhere where you can just walk out the door, get a one-mile loop that gets you right back to your home. And what I do, I've got a one-mile loop right outside my door, and I keep a big glass of water, and every mile I do, I'll come back, I'll take a little bit of water and rest for just a minute or two, and then I'll hit it again. And so have your laps. It's so much nicer being outside than on the, I call it the treadmill.
A lot better.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Now, you're going to feel kind of stupid out there at first. You know, people are going to look at you funny, and dogs are definitely going to bark at you. But just get used to it, and no one really cares anyway. But that is something, I think, that stops a lot of people from walking with the hand weights outside, because they feel like it kind of looks dumb. But don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah, I'll get the car for a loop. I'll get some gas and do a little loop. And would you say, for starters, like a mile or two, or just do a mile?
See how you feel with a mile.
Okay.
If it's starting to hurt, basically, you know, your bread and butter is like where you're pumping your arms to about maybe your chest height. But you got to get into a rhythm, and it may take you a little bit to get that rhythm and to get the coordination down, or you may just latch onto it right away. But if your arms are getting tired, you can just hold the weights by your side, keep walking, and then when you've had a chance to rest, start pumping them again. Or you can mix it up, do some overhead presses. With each step, you're pushing the weight up over your head, so you can mix it up. I'm going to be doing a series of videos of myself doing all the different exercises. I just got to get my buddy with the GoPro, and we're going to do some nice videos and put them on the website where I show all the different exercises and how I do it, which will help out.
That'd be really helpful for me, because I really appreciate the book, but you know, it's a pretty big book, and okay, I don't exactly know where to start. So I was like, okay, I know how to walk.
You know how to walk,
yeah. I must say the ergonomics of the weights are just phenomenal. My hat's off to you. So I was pretty much just kind of walk a pace and just do just kind of like a front raise.
Your arms will fall into place. You know, they're going to move naturally. There's only one way to do it. So get your legs going and your arms are going to start moving. But it's all about moving those arms. You know, the higher you go with your arms, the more energy it takes. And the more energy it takes, the more calories you're burning. You will definitely feel it. It'll be interesting. But, you know, I hope you have a good first walk.
Definitely, for sure. And I'm pretty detailed and analytical about metrics, so I'll definitely keep you posted. At the 5-week mark, I'll have a write-up for you.
Oh, that'll be great.
I'm really pushing myself in other aspects of my fitness, so I'm really hoping that this is, like, the last piece that I need.
A couple other things. I'll tell you some of the pains that I went through when I first started. When I started, I can remember when I was at 6 pounds, I was walking with 6-pound dumbbells. This is before I even started designing this. And, oh, man, you know, just holding on to them, it hurt my hand. It was like, you know, you're putting a lot of weight onto your hands. Now, with the ergonomic grips, it's not going to be as bad, but you may feel pain in your hand. You may get a little wrist pain. I know that it's a different gait than your regular walking. You may feel in your legs, kind of like your groin area. I remember that was kind of sore. I felt some twangs in that. But all that stuff is temporary. It goes away. Your body and your ligaments and your muscles just have to get used to something new. So don't let that scare you off, okay? You're going to have a few little pains and things that are different that you probably haven't experienced, but just take it slow and work through it and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you a month or two ago that after I spoke with you, and I think I read some article, I think on your site, so I just thought, okay, let me just go try and see it. And so I used 2.5 5-pound dumbbells for like 45 minutes, and my hands were in so much pain. And I think I emailed you, and you were like, no, do not do that. I mean, I was almost scared, but I was like, for 2 or 3 days, my arms were ringing. And when I held these yesterday, I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I can, like, basically have them on and raise my arms without doing the death grip on them. That was really cool. So I appreciate how much they cost now, because as someone who's familiar with design, I really appreciate how nicely they fit. The construction is really great.
Yeah, they're comfy. It's going to make all the difference. You're not going to have the ugly calluses on the inside of your hands, and your thumb's going to be able to grip that little rubber piece. You'll see as you work with them how nice and comfortable they feel.
Great. So my goal is eventually, or right away, or whatever my comfort level is to try to have it go as high as I can just from, like, the walking stride. So basically, an ideal situation would be moving it up above my head as if I was just picking it up and trying to touch the ceiling.
You know, I think your goal today should just not even be that. Just get the walk down where you're pumping them up maybe chest high or maybe even shoulder. If you look in the book, just the first few pages, just look at the level 1, level 2, and level 3 pump. But experiment with them. But I think just go out. Don't even worry about it. Just get the feel of how they feel for the first month.
Sure. I can't do it wrong, pretty much, because of the ergonomics of it. Just do something.
Do something. Just get out there and walk with them, and it'll all come naturally. You'll start saying, okay, let me do something different. Let me do a couple uppercuts, or let me do some punches straight out, or punches up, or presses, or flies. You'll see. I'm going to get all these videos up soon, and you'll see all the different things you can do while you're walking, which is great.
I had a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is, can I still keep weight training during this time? Of course, I've digested if I'm still sore. I mean,
absolutely, yes. You can still do your weight training, no problem.
And what kind of results have you been hearing recently? Can you share a cool client testimonial?
Honestly, I'm just really getting off my butt calling all my past clients. I've got a client list, but usually I don't hear from them. So I haven't really collected and put together these testimonials, but you know, you're the second interview I've done, but you're going to hear, as I get these little interviews edited, they're going to go up on the website and they're going to be available to listen to for free, but you're going to hear stories. I got guys who have been doing this stuff since the late 70s. They've been doing it that long. So I have all these people lined up. I'm going to do these interviews with them, and you're going to hear a ton of these case stories from people who have been doing this almost 30 years now.
Okay, that's great.
And you'll learn from them, and I'm going to learn from them because they've been doing it longer than I have. So I'm at it. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time, and you're the second one I've been able to interview. However, you're just starting out, but you know, another 5-6 weeks, we'll do a little after interview, and we'll hear your story.
Awesome, awesome, great. I really appreciate all the time and your patience. I know that I haven't been one of those fast customers, as you know, so I appreciate your patience.
No problem at all. My pleasure. All right, well, you have a great day and have a good walk, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.